I'll be completely open and honest with you. I've been enduring a lot lately. One trial after another has slammed me, ranging from almost losing my life in a recent unavoidable car accident on I-80 to almost dying. I almost died after last month's surgery. My wonderful husband and family have been conduits of Christ's love. And as I continue to recover, I thank God for them. I thank God for praying friends like you. And most of all, I thank God for Jesus' unfading love. Today, I kept replaying the David Crowder song, How He Loves Us. My heart responded to the love from Jesus' heart. Oh, how he loves us! You know, Good Friday could be entitled Love Friday. Have you been hurting from physical pain, rejected by friends, or have you been wounded deeply by supposed religious people? I have. It can really mess with your mind and heart, but that's when we must start to return to Jesus Christ's heart. Let Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, resurrect hope in your heart by letting Jesus inside your heart. Jesus suffered more than you or I ever could. He bore the weight of all of our sins. Religious people killed Jesus, but so did atheists, agnostics, pagans, and all human beings. Your sins and my sins weighed on him, and he took our death sentences for us. You see, Jesus died for all because he loves us all. He loves us. So, what is hindering your heart from completely spilling out at the foot of the cross? Have religious people hurt you? Have people stopped liking you or loving you? Jesus still loves you. The main problem in churches is not being too contemporary. The main problem in churches is not being too traditional. The main problem in churches is, drum roll, a critical spirit replacing the spirit's love. And the same goes for people who don't go to church. They think they can avoid hypocrisy by avoiding church. But frankly, people who don't go to church still hurt others and display hypocrisy. There are hypocrites of all kinds, and it's painful whether you are going to church or not yet. No matter where you are in life, no matter how people inside or outside of the church have hurt you, no matter what has happened to you, Jesus still loves you. Jesus loves us. This I know. And the Bible tells us so, and true believers show it. 1 John 2:3-6 says, If someone claims, I know God, but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. But those who obey God's word show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Turn or return to Jesus now, my friends. Shove aside the junk. Repent, repent of rejecting God and his 100% applicable word. Love Jesus back. Invite him in your heart. Surrender. Be healed in Jesus' overflowing love and his priceless blood. Let's pray. Jesus, I'm so sorry for my sins, and for looking at others' sins instead of my own. I hate my sins, but I love you and want you as Savior and Lord. Save me, revive me. I believe that you died in my place, and that you rose again and won eternal life for me. I receive you, Jesus. Truly, you are the Son of God. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Share the gospel and share the love. Share the love with those who don't love you. That's what Jesus did and wants us to do. He will equip you to do it. God never calls us to do something unless he promises to equip us to do that. So let's remember to let Jesus love through us. Let our love not be based on others' performance, but on what Jesus performed on the cross. Let's forgive and live in love. Feel free to send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And remember that Jesus still loves you.